Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins you every day to give you some wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Soko, good morning. How are you? Happy Africa Day.
Good morning, Awangile and your listeners, and happy Africa Day to you too.
Hey, that speech, I am an African. Okay, but we're not talking about that now. Let's talk about Mo Salah's influence on African football, even though he's Liverpool.
Mo Salah, you know, as I told you, I'm not a big football fan, but I know when things are trending and there's a hype around something, I always want to go and find out what's happening. And Mo Salah is that figure. Everybody's talking about him, the move. Was he worth the spend? And you know what? He's proven to have been. But you know what I like actually about Mo Salah is where he's from is Egypt. And it's that whole thing where we need to start taking care of our icons or our legends whilst they're still alive. Don't wait until they've passed the expiration date and then you start remembering that, oh, we had this great person before. And what Egypt has done is that in their museum, they've actually got Mo Salah's soccer boots as one of the displays. So alongside with the other relics that Egypt is known for, they've got Mo Salah's boots. And what this has done is that it's actually just garnered some sort of support. There's hope in Egypt for a long while after the Arab Spring hit them and with the political situation. Some people thought, you know what, it's hopeless. But I think he's brought a sense of hope as well, that, you know, as the young people, there's more out there. It's not just politics that needs to unite people, but football, you know, sports, music, arts, and he's become that symbol. So he's known as the Egyptian king. Children in villages are actually starting to rally around this whole figure that is Mo Salah. And I think even football academies are starting as well to start breeding these young players. And it's also giving people hope that there's more out there in life. You know, if hard work pays off, and some people are actually even willing to vote for him as president. They wanted him to run in the elections. And I think he's not about that life right now. But as I say, what I found very interesting about his story is that Egypt is honoring him whilst he's still on top. And I think that for him as well is just a pat on the back. You know, when you get recognition from politicians whilst you're still doing it, I think also is a great motivator for you as well.
Yeah, look, I'd be excited, but he is a Liverpool player, so I'm not really going to show my excitement to this. Yeah, you know, there are some things that we work with are being African first. On this one, it's football. Things that rules are different here, Soko. And he's playing against Real Madrid, which is my team. So, no. Africa comes second in this one. He is a Liverpool player. So, anyways, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week. Do enjoy your payday weekend.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Cheers, boys, to Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.